Mrs. Pepper Potts' First Omnibus by Alf Prayson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Little Old Mrs. Pepper Pot. There was once an old woman who went to bed at night, as old women usually do, and in the morning she woke up, as old women usually do. But on this particular morning she found herself shrunk to the size of a pepper pot, and old women don't usually do that. The odd thing was, her name really was Mrs. Pepper Pot. "Well, as I'm now the size of a pepper pot, I shall have to make the best of it," she said to herself, for she had no one else to talk to. Her husband was out in the fields, and all her children were grown up and gone away. Now, she happened to have a great deal to do that day. First of all, she had to clean the house. Then there was all the washing, which was lying in soak and waiting to be done. And lastly, she had to make pancakes for supper. "I must get out of bed somehow," she thought. And taking hold of a corner of the eiderdown, she started rolling herself up in it. She rolled and rolled until the eiderdown was like a huge sausage, which fell softly on the floor. Mrs. Pepper Pot crawled out, and she hadn't hurt herself a bit. The first job was to clean the house, but that was quite easy. She just sat down in front of a mouse hole and squeaked till the mouse came out. "Clean the house from top to bottom," she said, "or I'll tell the cat about you." So the mouse...